Hi, remember me?
Oh yeah, aren't you the mother of my children?
Yes, how are you doing? Haven't seen you in a while.
Now I've put them to bed, I'm great.
Today was exhausting.
Tell me about it. What time were you up?
About 4:30. I need that early morning time to get myself together and actually do some work before it all goes to hell.
Every night, I tell myself I'm going to do that, and every morning when the alarm goes off, I tell myself I need just a few more minutes of sleep.
You're a night owl. I'm an early bird. It's just how we are.
But I want to be an early bird and watch TV at night instead of doing the work I need to do. And by the way, thanks for helping me out today. I owe you. Tomorrow, they're mine.
It's fine. Apart from when Justin dropped his yoghurt, I think it went pretty well.
Oh, I don't think anyone even noticed a screaming child while I was presenting. And if they did, they probably didn't want to say anything, in case they have their own children screaming on a call in the future.
I don't think I'm convinced about this hybrid working situation. Don't get me wrong, I love not having to commute every day. With my job, that's easily 2 hours of the day I get back. But organising myself, and kids, and work...
Yeah, it's a challenge. Some days I feel on top of it all. But there are days when I feel like I'm a terrible employee, terrible father, and a terrible husband.
Oh, honey, don't think like that. Trust me, you're a terrible husband every day, not just some days.
Just for that, I'm not going to tell you where Becky hid the chocolate spread.
I'll just go and buy more.
Or the car keys.
Fine, you're a wonderful husband on most days.
I'll be wonderful tomorrow while you're in your meeting. What are you doing again?
I'm just leading the meeting, but the CEO is going to be there. I just have to keep order, but it would be difficult with Becky shouting at Justin in the background.
I'll take them to the park, don't worry.
Thanks. Was Justin all right earlier?
Yes, he calmed down. I don't know what to do about his phone. I had to tell him several times to get off it and do his homework. But then, of course, I'm on my phone texting Jeff about work, so I felt like a real hypocrite. He can't use his phone, but I can use mine. I don't know what message we're sending to kids there.
I think we're going to have to sit them down together and explain what we do a bit. They've just had to adapt to us being around all the time, and it's weird for them. I don't think we've ever really explained the situation.
You've got a point. Maybe if tomorrow we...